Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Salatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd, فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another wonderful episode on the Silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. Don't forget, when you are making dua for yourself, for your family, for your community, then keep the ummah in your duas as well. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for the sake of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that He grants relief to the ummah, shifa, cure to those who are sick and suffering, and protection against the oppressors. Well, today we are going to be highlighting a discussion with regards to avoiding discouragement, avoiding disappointment, and avoiding negativity. We find that sometimes it's just too much of negativity which has surrounded us, or negativity that has entered into our minds for different reasons. And we'll highlight some of the reasons, but in particular, ways of removing that negativity, discouragement or the disappointment as well. So stay tuned for that discussion. First, let's recall the beautiful hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make some good intentions. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I am here to seek knowledge of deen, what I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, inshallah al-kareem. Indeed, time is fast ticking away, life is short. So let's make every moment count, every day count. Let's reconnect with the glorious Quran. Recite some portion of the Quran Sharif every day with the English translation from Kanzul Iman, the English commentary from Miftahul Ihsan. So we understand, we have a deeper insight into what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, what kind of guidance He's giving us, what orders and commands He's telling us to do or not to do every day. Recite large amounts of salawat, durud-e pak, salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, our wonderful master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every day recite istighfar, make sincere tawbah, repent sincerely, turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fulfill rights of others, establish your 5 daily salahs, perform them properly. Make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fulfill rights of others and obey Allah and His Rasul, azza wa jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to a splendid kalam and then we'll continue with this discussion about avoiding discouragement. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
It is narrated from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala and that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever recites salat upon me once, Allah Almighty bestows 10 mercies upon him.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad. Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
The most beloved to me is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Light of my dark heart is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Poochega maula laya hai kya kya, poochega maula laya hai kya kya, main ye kahunga naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala, naam-e Muhammad
sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
When Allah will ask, what have you brought? I will then say, the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, kar lo wazifa naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala, naam-e Muhammad
sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
If you desire the wealth of both worlds, keep mentioning the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rakho la had mein jis dam aziz ho, rakho la had mein jis dam aziz ho, mujhko sunana naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala, naam-e Muhammad
sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
O my dear ones, when you lay me to rest in my grave, do remember to mention the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Apne raza ke qurban jaao, murshid piya ke qurban jaao, jisne sikhaya naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala, naam-e Muhammad
sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
May I sacrifice my life for Raza, who taught the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I'm sure you enjoyed that beautiful kalam. You can find more kalams like this by different reciters on YouTube by visiting Dawood Islami's official page called Naat Production. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif, time and again. Ameen. Bijahi khatam al-Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. You and I, we are going to meet with people in our daily lives. Sometimes you may find such a person in our households that are pessimistic, that are negative minded, and we can't control people's optimism, pessimism, positivity, negativity towards us. But we can choose how we respond to them. So this starts with the mindset. I choose how I will respond to a person's positive input or negative input. And you know, they say, you teach people how to treat you depending on our response to them. Do we let the person's words drive us into the ground, or do we rise with more resolve, with more positivity in pursuit of success. And so we need to develop something, several things. One is, you may have heard of this a few times already, emotional intelligence, control over our emotions, how we react, how we respond, what kind of a mindset do we create. And so PMA, a positive mental attitude, is something that we need to develop. No matter how discouraging the other person is, or their words are, or the situation is, no matter how much of discouragement that we face, we should, and this is where we need to train the brain, we should act as though we never heard that negativity and strive to better ourselves. Strive even harder for success. Put in more efforts through the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A day will arrive when those who tried to put us down, tried to discourage us, will see our success and be amazed. But don't do it for them. No. Don't do it to please the people. Do it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it to please Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do it to become a better person, in fact, a better Muslim. Automatically, those who discouraged us, you will see, when they see the results, the amazing results, they will be the ones who come and say, hey, mashallah, subhanallah, look how well you've done. Yet it was the same person that was discouraging us before. What can you achieve? You are lazy, you are useless. If we internalized those ideas, those thoughts, those opinions of other people, if we internalize it and if we don't have control over our emotions, we'll fall down on the ground. We'll become depressed. Maybe it's true. If you start believing that, subhanallah, because the mind is such a powerful thing. If you believe that, if you internalize it, that I am like a good for nothing. Parents, I'm addressing you, parents, guardians. If your child doesn't meet your high expectations, and if we start comparing them to another child who is doing fantastic in school, in madrasa, in jami'ah, in uni, in college, is that fair? What kind of thoughts go into your mind and your heart? What's wrong with my child? Why can't they be like that child? Like that student. I mean, that student, he's learning his sabak so quickly, he's finishing one para so quickly, and my child is struggling. What's wrong? Why is my child not like that? Sharp and intelligent. Same thing, school, madrasa, jamia, wherever it is. In life, look at that. You know, that student there was in the same class as my son, and look how successful they are. My son, my child, doesn't even have a degree. That person has now got a degree. That person has now got a good job, opened up his own business, earning good money, settled down, married. He's got a child also. My son, puzzling, is here and there, and odd jobs, and continue encouraging. Don't be that person that discourages. It's easy to discourage. I'm just sitting down, and he's like this, and she's like that, and he's a lazy, useless fellow, man. But you get your hands dirty and lift the man up. Take him out from there. From the negativity, takes effort. A person who's courageous, who's sincere, this is what he will focus on. Not just sitting and criticizing. Anybody can do that. So how do we get out of this hole of discouragement? If you receive discouragement, especially from a place, from a person where you expected encouragement, this is a difficult thing. Yes, it's very difficult to maintain your composure. That's the place, that's the person I was expecting upliftment from. I was expecting, like, you know, to pick me up, to motivate me. But that's the place where I'm getting demotivation. I'm getting discouragement. There's a couplet that says, I have no fear for praise, or rather, I have no desire for praises of the people, and I have no fear of criticism. Because if a person has this desire that if I'm going to do something, there's an expectation in the mind, in the heart, the people around me, you know, they need to praise it, like, you know. And then if they don't praise it, if they criticize, then I am like, I fall down on the ground. But from the onset, from the very beginning, the mindset we need to create, I'm going to do this, I'm going to make my good intentions to please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not to have any type of expectations from people to praise me, or fear of criticism, especially if you're out there, in public, amongst the people, at work, at school, at madrasa, at jamia, at uni. Part of your development of your mindset is that you must, in a sense, embrace criticism. Develop yourself to have the ability of dealing with criticism. If somebody criticizes you, now this is where your mindset is going to come into play. Either I can take this criticism, analyze it. Is there any truthfulness in this? If there is, actually thank the person. Because maybe you didn't realize that, you know what, I said something wrong, I did something wrong. I could have done it that way, it could have worked out. Thank the person. Make a note of that. Next time, let me try this way. And if that criticism is unfounded, no problem. Doesn't apply to me then. It's the person's misunderstanding. And so, it goes in here, comes out that's the other side. Be like a river. A river doesn't stop. When a river is flowing, it can throw the pebbles and the rocks and the boulders and the stones. It's going to find some way around that, over that, and continue flowing. So whichever types of boulders people are placing in your path, obstacles, blockages, with their words, with their actions, be like that river. Go over that. Go around that. Find a way, you'll find a way. If you wish to find a way, you'll find it. Like that water. Keep your mind strong, keep your heart strong. This is part of self-development. Don't be like fragile glass. A small touch, or if it falls to the ground, shut it to pieces. Make your heart strong. Make your mind strong. And that is connected to your emotions. Don't let people manipulate your emotions. Don't let people take advantage of you. Failure in some form or the other is a part of life. We're not going to succeed at every single thing. Part of it is also failure. And failure, depending on how we handle it, whether it's going to put me down and out and depressed and always worried, like, what's the use of trying when I know I'm going to fail? Don't set yourself up for failure. You failed at something, at a project, at an assignment, at a test or exam, use it as a stepping stone to learn from your mistakes. You know, they say, the only real mistake is the one that you do not learn anything from it. And you go and do the same mistake again, and again, and again. That's a real mistake. But if you failed, if you made a mistake, like we all make mistakes, what did I learn from that? How can I better myself? Even you failed, you made a mistake, you received criticism, you received discouragement. No, this is not for you. Because failure and discouragement are like glass shards on the road to success. If you fear them, then you're just going to be stuck on one side. They're not going to move forward. The journey comes to a stop. How do you reach your destination? How do you attain your goals? Remove them. Learn the tools. Get the tools. Arm yourself with the tools to remove those shards, to clear the pathway, to continue on your journey, to attain whatever your goals are. So remove the fear, because otherwise you're just going to be stuck. You're going to fall down. You're going to get knocked down with one of life's curveballs. And if you stay down, you will never reach your destination. So you pick yourself up, you dust yourself, and you march forward again. Till you fall again, till you falter or fail, or some other obstacle comes there. And again, you pick yourself up. That's how ultimately you would reach your destination. You'll fulfill your goals. We have this in our mindset. If I'm going to do this, if I'm going to say this, what will people say about me? How will people talk about me? Always worried about the people. What are they going to say? What are they going to do? Much more important question is, what do we say about ourselves? Can I do it? Can I achieve whatever it is? I believe I can do it. If you don't try, you'll never know. When an opportunity approaches you, grab it. Good intentions. Grab it. Do your best. Put in your efforts. And then you see if it's really for you or not. So later on in life, you can say, you know, I tried. I honestly tried. I put in the best of my abilities and it didn't work out. So if you are going to concentrate on what are people going to say? Yes, if it's something wrong, if it's something sinful, definitely. You should not even think about going down that road. Always come back to what the glorious Quran teaches us. Always come back to the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Study the Seerah. You will get to know so many things that my Nabi and your Nabi, the final Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, did he not have people there that were maybe his family even, that would discourage him, that would lie about him, that would insult him, mock him? Did he give up? He overcame all of those things. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, he fulfilled all of his duties. There are, in some sense, two types of people. And I want you to think, what kind of person am I? Which one? Which category? Those people that internalize and they repeat the negative perceptions, the discouragements that others have about them. It goes in their mind, they get stuck there in their heart, and they just, what's the use? I don't have any support. Don't wait for support. Don't wait for a helping hand. Don't wait for the change. You become the change that you wish to see. If people are going to label us as shy, weak, you're a failure, you are useless, you are good for nothing, it's not for you, you know, don't think about it, leave it. Then without even thinking that, what if those people are wrong? What if they are actually wrong? So this kind of individual internalizes all of this and they begin to believe this about themselves. Yeah, he's right. Could be wrong. And the second type of people are those in response to negativity, in response to discouragement or discouraging statements of others, they consider themselves to be what their minds tell them, what their heart tells them, that according to their observations, their expertise, their experience, that tells them who they are, if they should pursue it or not, whether they can do it or not. You're only truly going to know if you go ahead and you do it, whether you are able to fulfill it or not. So if you wish to save yourself from losing courage, then, you know, don't take the comments and feedback of every single person seriously. Look for the positivity in that. Look for the encouragement in that. If there's negativity and discouragement, weigh it and use that and turn it into something positive. Then no, you can't do this thing. You should have done it that way instead of this way. No problem. Next time. try that way there. If it makes sense, try it. Who knows? Maybe from that negativity that you get and you turned it around and you tried different ways, you could reach a positive result. Only those who dare to err, to make a mistake, they are discouraged. And it's only those who actively pursue their goals that they make mistakes. You're not going to get 100% with no difficulties, with no negativities, with no criticisms. It doesn't work like that. And so you need to create the mindset that this expectation must be there that, yes, I'm going to get critics along the way. I'm going to get people who are going to dampen my spirits, who are going to give me some type of negativity and discouragement. It's going to happen. So mentally, at least you're prepared. And treat your mistakes as a sort of confirmation of your hard work and the efforts that you have put in, not as a sign of inability, that I can't do it. No. Do your best. Try. Put in your efforts. And then you'll know really if I'm able to or unable to do it. Because it's easy for people to pass judgments and criticize so many people. You'll find more people actually, because it's comfortable for them. That's their comfort zone. That they are not taking a responsibility of doing it. You are taking the responsibility. It's easy for them to just sit and criticize and to pass judgments. They won't get off the high horse or get down off the high horse and help and, you know, uplift you. Very few people. If you have people like this in your life, stay close to them. Stay close to them. But expect criticism. Those kind of people are plenty. Don't be weak-minded. Strengthen your mindset. Strengthen yourself. Learn a new skill. Encourage yourself. What they call self-confidence. That I'm not dependent and waiting for person A, B, or C to tap me on the back. You can do it. Tell yourself you can do it. Afterwards, you'll come to know whether you can do it or not. So make yourself strong. In particular, develop your mental strength, your emotional strength. So important. Think about it this way. There's a jungle or a forest, and there's a road that's passing through this jungle, and there's vehicles that are on the road, bikes, bicycles, going, flying past this road in the jungle. And every now and then an animal wants to cross. Let's say there's a fox or some other small animal that is on the road, that on the side of the road, that wants to cross. The traffic doesn't just stop for them. The traffic will continue. When there's a little break, then the fox will cross, so that small animal will quickly go past. On the other hand, if there is a large, strong animal like an elephant in the center of the road, or crossing by, or a lion, people are going to stop their vehicles 100, 200, maybe 500 meters before. They don't want the animal to ram into their car, or for the lion to jump on them, to try and jump into the car or damage the car. They'll stop hundreds of meters away. And in the distance, they will see, okay, this animal is passing by. Let them pass. Okay, the coast is clear. Then they'll go. Nobody will even press their horn, their hooter, because they don't want to attract the attention of that animal, of that elephant, of that lion towards them. They'll wait patiently, calmly, let that lion cross, let that elephant or rhino cross. Now think whether you want to become that lion or that fox. Discouragement can also be our own fault. Because sometimes, despite our failure in accomplishing a certain thing, somebody might encourage us, might motivate us, might give us the guidelines to successfully accomplish the task, but we don't follow it. It goes in here, comes out there. This person reminds us, I gave you the guidelines from my experience. Try this out, but I don't listen. I want to do my own thing. This is foolishness. If you want to do your own thing, at least base it on the guidelines from the experience of the person who's done it already. And if I don't follow the guidelines, then who's to blame? You have to ponder about this. Who is responsible for this negativity or discouragement that I feel? If it does not work out, me or that person? But again, so important, prepare yourself mentally for criticism, even to be ridiculed. When you share maybe innovative ideas, when you try to think out of the box, when you start something new, a new project, a new assignment, a new approach that you're trying to adopt, and others are unable to really have the foresight to see it, to understand it. Because others will have their own thoughts, their own thinking, their own opinions. But it's possible that your ideas and the change in your way of doing things might not resonate with them. The fifth Khalifa, Umar Thani, Umar the Second, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was a radiant example of unwavering mettle in the face of severe discouragement. You know, he would take usurped assets from those who were rich and powerful, and he would return it to their rightful owners. In fact, he led a social revolution that left nobody in need of zakah. Allahu Akbar. In response to that, a few powerful individuals, including members of his own family, turned against him. They even threatened him, but he remained steadfast. His enemies, they couldn't succeed in breaking him. Unfortunately, ultimately, his enemies had him fatally poisoned, marking the end to the tidal transformation that he had brought about in just 2.5 years. Let's watch a short clip and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, do you know what the Usmani Ghani radiallahu ta'ala who said in his last sermon? In his last sermon, Usmani Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, Allah Azza wa Jal has granted you this world for the sole purpose to cultivate for the afterlife through its means. And He, Azza wa Jalla, did not grant it to you for you to become lost in it. Without doubt, this world is destined to perish and the hereafter is everlasting. Make sure that the perishing world does not divert you and make you heedless of the everlasting afterlife. Do not give precedence to the perishing worldly life over the everlasting afterlife, because the world will be cut off, and without doubt, we have to return to Allah Azza wa Jal. Fear Allah Azza wa Jal, because fearing Him is a shield from His punishment and a means of approaching Him. So dear viewers of Madani channel, do you know, the example of this world is like that of a pathway. We can reach the destination after crossing it. So now, the destination is either the paradise or the hellfire. This is all depends on how we have made this journey. In obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, or in non-compliance. Dear viewers, therefore, if we want to win the bounties of paradise and stay away from the punishment of hellfire, then we must strive to reform ourselves and the people of entire world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There's always something to learn in this fragrant environment of Dawati Islami. If you have not joined as yet, there are no membership fees, no membership forms of any sort. Join. Be part and parcel of the success of Dawati Islami. Get involved in the activities, daily, weekly, monthly activities that are there for our own benefit. Get your families, your kids involved as well. There are so many wonderful activities to be done. Try to be punctual with the weekly sunnah-inspired ijtima. Daily fill in and try to practice upon your pious deeds, Nek A'mal. And you can monitor your progress as well. That app, Nek A'mal, Pious Deeds, you can download for free from App Store or Play Store. Listen to the audio book or read the weekly booklet, the monthly Fizan-e Madina magazine. Enroll in one of our classes, one of our courses as well. If you are looking for a Madrasatul Madina, we have it. No, we charge no fees there. Jamitul Madina for boys, for girls is available. So many things are happening. Be part of the success. This is a support structure for you and I. And don't forget to watch the number one program on Madani channel, Madani Mudhakara, with His Eminence, Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Ziyai Damat Barakatum Aliya, the founder of Dawud Islami, a Kamil Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, a great scholar of Islam that is followed by tens of millions around the world. You can watch him usually Saturday, and it's a Q&A session. So much to learn. Subhanallah. We are talking about avoiding discouragement. I want to give you another analogy. Look at the aeroplane, which is a marvel of, you know, modern inventions. And if you go back in time, back into history, it wasn't always like that. There was a starting point where drawings were first done. The idea was thought about, and then they put that into their drawings. And from there, they started to build something. Do you really think that when the first person to come up with this idea and he shared his thoughts with the people, they said, wow, bravo, and they lifted the person on their shoulders? No, they're going to wait to see that. Let's see what happens. Or they may have even discouraged the person. I mean, you just imagining things. You're crazy. You're insane. Flying in the sky? Huh? Subhanallah. And that too made of metal? How is it possible? And the evolution of this industry where today you have, subhanallah, you know, different types of aeroplanes. Private jets are there. Fighter jets are there. And these huge, massive aeroplanes, sometimes at 2-3 levels, subhanallah. And they have economy class, first class, business class, with so many amenities, so many facilities. Allahu Akbar. So whatever idea you're thinking about, maybe because it's something brand new, many people cannot understand it and they may discourage. No, you're just dreaming. We can either use that to dampen our spirits and discourage us, or we, no. Let me give it a shot. Let me try. Let me put in my efforts. See what results I get. Not all criticism is bad. Of course, constructive criticism is a powerful tool that you can actually utilize to improve yourself. That's how we need to think. Even if the one criticizing a child, if somebody's criticizing a child, be sure to reflect. They may be correct and have your best interest at heart. Somebody's criticizing you, your parent. Whatever your age, you're the child of your parent. And parents always have the best interest of their child at heart. They want their child to succeed. Some poor individuals, intrinsically, they are pessimistic. The moment they get some criticism, they just leave everything. They don't progress. They feel like, what's the use? No. Take in constructive criticism. Make it positive. Make changes for betterment. And even if it's criticism that is unfounded, it goes in, take it out, same time, squash it up, throw it in the bin. You don't need negativity in your life. If they are faults, correct the faults and thank the person who's pointed it out. Perhaps we never see, we never look at it from that angle. And sometimes we discourage ourselves by comparing ourselves to others who have vast experience compared to us. We should avoid this. In fact, we should use those people's experiences to better ourselves. And remember something, you are not the first nor the last person that will receive discouragement. History is full of people who are discouraged. The disbelievers, the kuffar of Makkah Sharif, they tried to discourage our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in so many different ways. They accused him, na'udhu billahi min dhalik, of insanity, of magic. Some of his relatives, like Abu Lahab, his uncle, who sternly opposed him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his honorable family and Sahaba alayhim ridwan, they were ostracized for 3 years. They were confined to the valley of Abu Talib. Camels, entrails were placed on his blessed back when he went for sajda. In a bid to publicly insult him, they did these kind of things. We all know the incident of Ta'if. Those who pelted him with stones. Eventually, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was compelled to leave his birthplace of Makkah Sharif to migrate to Medina Sharif. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam was tested so much that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I have been tested the most in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." He sallallahu alaihi wasallam faced the circumstances with determination, with patience that leaves the intellect amazed. Likewise, the honorable companions, Amr alayhim ridwan, but they never gave up. So many difficulties, difficulties upon difficulties. And the societal reformer, Amir al-Sunnah, Tamad Barakatum al-Aliyah, established Dawud Islam on the 2nd of September 1981, over 40 years ago. Do you think it was easy? Dawud Islam, yes, has expanded globally to so many countries with so many different departments. They were few in the beginning stages that encouraged him, but mostly people discouraged him. If he focused on the discouragement of the many and left the encouragement of the few, Allah, you can understand. And so he focused on the positivity, on the encouragement, and no matter what difficulties came in the way, putting and placing his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ghawse Pak, Ala Hazrat. He moved forward one step at a time, one person at a time. And today, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Thumma Alhamdulillah. There are millions and tens of millions in this wonderful and fragrant Madani movement. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.